Recording.
Posting.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, dog.
All right, we're starting in 5, 4. Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I am Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
I'm Sam Bazzani. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, happy
first
New Year.
Epi of 2021.
Yes.
This is episode number 97, in which we tackle a conspiracy that's kind of been building up all of last year, and that is that we are on the verge of an alien invasion.
Right around the rim.
Right around the rim.
This alien invasion.
Okay. We're on the verge. Yeah.
We're on the cusp.
I was about to say that.
I thought you were already jumping into anal probing there.
I mean, I kind of was.
I'm excited about that. how's everybody's New Year going so far?
So far, better than 2020.
Yeah, that's even good. Though time's a construct and it's not like it's anything different, but it feels better.
I'm gonna go against the grain and say my year is already worse because first piece of mail, jury duty summons.
Oh, good. Dude, no, jury duty is great if you're not working, man. Oh, it's so entertaining.
I am working. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I am working.
I mean, it's great for
material. I don't work a lot.
Yeah. Well, look, it's going to be fine, man. You're going to enjoy yourself. Might get stricken from the jury. Might get paid. Might get sit on a murder trial.
Sickened from the jury.
Just say some racist shit. Just be yourself.
What if I just say I don't believe in laws?
That'll work.
Some
might like you. Some lawyers might.
But you want to piss off one of the lawyers though. So you go.
What they tend to strike are people they think are not going to hear the case fairly either because of.
So if I go, I'm pretty sure the guy's guilty.
Yeah, that's you're gone. Yeah. The judge might strike you there
right away.
That's the say, I don't believe in law, but I believe mind. In order.
And, yeah, I just go. I mean, I guess I could see the. I guess I could do the case, but I'm pretty sure this guy's guilty.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this guy's. Yeah.
Yeah, like my favorite.
As soon
movie
as I saw that guy, I knew he was guilty.
Yeah. I knew he was guilty.
I
don't want to go because of COVID. I'm also going under the knife in a week.
What do they do? Zoom court cases now? They gotta go.
If I get COVID trying to litigate somebody's fucking parking ticket, I'm gonna kill myself. I thought we'd start off the year reading the most negative review we've received so far.
Oh yeah.
Oh, is this a new negative review?
Cool. I don't know if we've ever I think I've just skipped it.
Oh, because we just okay. Let's hear
feelings,
it. Yeah, this is a good
stronger
way to.
It really did upset
listen,
me.
If you're joining us for the first time, decided to start listening to a new pod, 2021. We keep it real here. If people don't like us, we read their reviews live on air and we make fun of them.
Yeah. I stewed on this for a few months because it really cut me deep.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Oh, man. We got people in the chat now. Someone's very upset that we believe in COVID. Wait, listen.
Come on.
All right. Anyway, back to what this is why I don't read the YouTube chat while I do this.
Yeah, no, that's why you have to keep it off.
not funny, not focused. October 4th, 2020.
I remember this one.
Did we talk about this?
No, but I read it.
Okay, here's so yeah, thing. We I all did the know same thing. We all did the same thing. We read it and
I don't
internalized
read
it.
I don't read them.
It didn't hurt me, though, because I'm like, this
not,
person
not funny,
listen
not focused?
Yeah.
Well,
this person could have listened to one episode.
That's the headline.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. All right.
So he goes, so these guys are supposed to be comedians, but none of them are funny. That's OBK, which really cuts,
that's funny.
Cuts me to my core. Is like the only thing I have in my identity is that. That's okay because I listened to it for the conspiracies. Unfortunately, they spend all their time trying to set up lame jokes instead of focusing on what should be the content of the episode. Could be good, but very poorly executed. You're right.
Look, I don't
super
I,
serious
I don't,
podcast.
Yeah, that's what people want.
Year,
I don't even
now.
I don't even try to set up jokes.
No, yeah, that was clearly aimed at me.
Okay.
Well, I'm a setter upper. You're a knocker downer. So
I think I know who this guy is, to be honest with you, because
I
have a friend who has said the exact same thing to me, almost word for word. So.
Oh shit.
Why would he? Well, first off, he's not your friend if he then immortalized
an anonymous review. I'm on to you, Matt. I'm on to you, Matt.
Yeah, Matt.
I don't think a guy's name is Matt. He his name is Lee A32.
That's a weird
Lee
last name.
Harvey Oswald.
Bullshit. I heard he was on Epstein's Island, so That's there you go.
Enjoy your life with kids.
Yeah. Damn pedophile. I'm pretty sure that guy's pedophile. Animal. I have no. I mean, if you don't like the podcast, it's because we have put a spotlight on pedophilia, and that could only be the reason why you don't like it is because it's putting you on blast.
That guy should stop focusing on podcasts and, you know, maybe improve his life and stop fucking kids.
Yeah, I hate that guy. He ruined my life. But
isn't this how Elon Musk got sued, saying a guy going into caves?
Oh, yeah. That was hilarious. He's like, I'm pretty sure all those guys going in the caves to get those kids out is a pedophile.
That was pretty funny.
Is it like...
Why the fuck would he say that?
I don't know.
He sticks his nose in the weirdest shit.
Is the idea that pedophiles want, like, the rarest kid and that kid's stuck in a tunnel or, like, the hardest to get?
Well, it's like those, I'm stuck in a dishwasher, I'm stuck in a fucking...
Stuck in stuff porn.
Stuck in stuff stuck porn. In, but it's like, oh, this kid's in a cave? Oh, shit.
Yeah. I love stuck in stuff porn just because it's so funny.
Yeah.
It's this hilarious idea that every man is just one person being
stuck stepmother away from
committing rape. Just being like, I wouldn't rape unless they were trapped in something.
I guess there's under the bed.
I can't watch
it technology that they get.
I always find myself thinking of ways for them to get unstuck. Like, you could just lift that bed up and they would
get
out. It's kind of like that. It's that last slice of pizza logic where it's like, I would never, like, it's like they think that I would never commit a rape normally, but I mean, she's already stuck. Like, that's kind of like
I mean, that's not funny to me, by the way.
What am I going to just leave her there? And I love that a whole genre of porn has been spawned out of this idea that men are just like, I mean, that's a perfectly good woman's pussy that's just waiting. Listen, she's stuck. You got to go. Wait, Your Honor.
We still have people in the chat room. This is awesome.
I'm trying to get that guy out of there because he's mad at me. Because
he's bitching that we believe in COVID.
Dude, there's a guy in a. Are we starting the new year too off?
We're too loose. We're too unfocused. Yeah. We're funny, but we're unfocused. We got to check him out.
There's a Hasidic guy that lives on the hallway for me who doesn't wear his mask, and he's making me anti-Semitic. And I'm Jewish. It's very upsetting. I look at myself in the mirror. I'm like, our kind is causing problems.
Well, they invented it, so doesn't. They invented it. Well, we're gonna get to them. All right.
We're talking. Okay.
Well, look. Here's a couple of quick business things. You want to join Patreon? Get on Patreon. Become a patron. Give us a little bit of your money each month, and you get 4 bonus episodes, 4 for under $5. And a lot coming in store this year, 2021, with the Patreon. So get in now early as an early adopter, and you'll be rewarded.
Grandfathered in.
Yeah, let's make that clear. We are raising the price for new people to $5. $3. I don't know. We got to figure out how that works.
Yeah, it works. There's a way to do it.
But if you're already signed up, you won't have to pay the more money. And then also we will be offering an annual subscription, which is the old price, just annualized. But if you want to go monthly, it's $5 a month. Sorry. That's just how it is.
Yep. Still follow us on social media. Still buy our merchandise. Maybe in 2021 we'll have better fitting hats and I can upgrade to something that fits my head.
Yeah.
Send this one to Sam.
Oh, yeah.
It's huge. It's freaking huge.
I bet you it fits my head perfect.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but if we get koozies made, those will fit perfectly.
Yeah. Well, we got koozies, stickers.
Yeah, your head, your tiny head.
That's a big koozie. Right.
Well,
for a keg.
Yeah. We're gonna kick off this year. I will admit that we have been a little bit UFO heavy towards the end of 2020, but we also try to stay pretty current as to what's going on. And as I went back and looked at our previous episodes for the 2020 recap we did for our patrons, I realized that hiding in plain sight was a remarkable story that had been building all through 2020 and is really upon us now in 2021. And what really made me think of it were two very recent events. One, and you guys might have seen this, is that Just in the last couple of days, there is a video that emerged out of Hawaii of a remarkable blue glowing object that multiple witnesses spotted over the ocean in Hawaii. And it sort of falls or descends. I don't know. I think it's more like a descent, and it just descends into the ocean and then disappears under the water. And air traffic controllers in the area have confirmed that there was no air traffic in this area that they know of, that they're aware of. So they ruled out the idea that it was just a craft with a blue light. But this has sparked again this idea that people are starting to see these crafts, these alien crafts, more in plain sight. I don't know if you guys heard anything about this UFO thing in Hawaii.
I mean, I saw a picture of it. It looked like a giant penis.
It did look very phallic.
Yeah, I didn't, and it's a wreck.
Blue dick.
It's not even loose. It's like
I missed this
straight up.
And now I'm regretting it. Where is the penis?
Yeah. Wow. Just do Hawaii UFO and you'll.
Or go to our subreddit, Conspiracy Roomy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been there, Sam. It's a pretty cool subreddit.
When I first initially
saw this video, the first comment was like, you know what? This just looks like LED lights on a balloon.
Yeah.
It makes sense that the balloon popped and they just fell into the water.
It's that guy. It's the jetpack guy with some LED lights on his dick.
Did we ever talk about the jetpack? The latest on that?
No, one of our listeners sent us a video that shows a guy claiming that he like faked one of the jetpack videos and showed his like Reddit views going way up.
It does look like a penis. Sorry.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, big blue. What is that? Blue Chew? Is that the?
Yeah,
sponsored by big Blue Chew ad.
Yeah, it's Blue Chew Gorilla Marketing.
this blue light. Over Hawaii, this big blue penis jived really interestingly with an article that I read in the New York Times a little while ago, which is that that this Parkes Observatory in Australia has this one of these giant radio satellites that they do SETI with, and so they turned this thing on and they pointed it towards Alpha Centauri, which is the closest solar system to ours. It's not ours.
Is it a solar system or just a star cluster?
Well, it's a star cluster, but there are planets. So
what the hell is the difference? What are you doing?
I thought a solar system was a system of planets.
Planets around a star.
There's like three stars there.
What's a star cluster then? Just a bunch of stars around each other?
Well, there's stars hanging out?
Well, there's three stars in Alpha Centauri. And there's planets that are orbiting around those stars.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, it's solar system.
Solar system. Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, they pointed it towards it, and they were like, guys, we're getting a radio signal. And it wasn't just any signal. It was a bad AM.
Stop the steal. What was it? Stop the count.
Well, it was a narrow band radio signal frequency of 982 megahertz, which the reason that's important is because most of what we get, most of the radio signals that we get from outer space, because planets and stars and the solar system and the galaxy and the universe in general emit a lot of waves. Mm-hmm. But they're broadband. They're very broad. So like when a black hole explodes, a tiny bit of wave they think might reach our planet, but it's a much broader band wave. This is
I guess it would be like low, right? So is broadband lower frequencies? Is that how that works? Or is it higher? I don't know anything about wavelengths.
Broadband are lower. So think of it like waves in the ocean.
Okay, yeah. So a planet, I've heard recordings of the sounds Jupiter makes.
Band is broad across the spectrum of.
Yeah, so
man,
it's
a fucking idiot. I hate when we talk about stuff like this.
Science?
Think about it like radio waves that you hear for like the AM FM radio, right? Mm-hmm. Those are very narrow bands. Like you can only get 88.1 in that narrow frequency.
Okay.
Right. And then because FTC regulates it, then you go to 88.7, completely different music.
Yes.
So there's a very narrow frequency. Like a broader band would be like we're picking up this something that's just it's hitting everybody. It's a very broad band. It's appearing. These are broad waves of radio waves.
Now, why is internet called broadband internet?
I think, is that a misnomer?
Because what broadband internet is how the binary packets of information are sent so that you can send more binary information across a broader spectrum of wires.
Sounds legit. Anyway,
all right, and that's been our pod for those of you that are interested in broadband technology.
Welcome to science. You've been science. Science.
Yeah. Well. So the fact that it's a narrow radio frequency was for scientists was like, this is really interesting. And of course, there are other people that say this is bullshit. This is just radio frequency interference, which is what it's always turned out to be. Like, we've had this happen before. We've gotten a signal. There's the famous, do you guys know the wow signal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The famous wow signal where.
No.
So there's a guy that was doing this and he found us basically a radio transmission that came in from outer space. And he wrote like wow next to it. And it's never been determined as to what it was.
Oh, I thought he was saying wow, like wow.
Wow. Yeah, it was Matthew McConaughey in space.
Owen Wilson.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Wow. Yeah, damn it. I fucked it up. Yeah. There's also another one
in outer space.
Wow. There's another one that I heard about.
You hear that audio signal coming from outer space? Wow, that's nuts. Wow. That's wacky. That's a wacky sound.
I do. That's pretty good, Owen Wilson.
That's pretty good, Owen Wilson.
I mean, he's probably the easiest celebrity to impersonate, but it's not.
Okay,
bad.
You know what?
No, Walken. Christopher Walken's the easiest.
You think?
Celebrity.
Is he? No, he's like, got tons of inflection. He's more difficult.
He's like jazz. Frankenstein never scared me that much.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's
not bad.
Nola, is that Christopher Walken?
Then it's horrible.
Okay.
There was a radio telescope that like kept getting a signal, and they realized after tons of trying to figure out what it was, it was just a microwave in the break room that was causing them to get this.
Yeah, that's right.
So
there's
it's
a lot
very
of,
easy to get.
There's a lot. I'm not saying there isn't.
Wow,
but,
the food's ready in the break room.
It's a little Peter Griffin there.
Yeah,
Lois, somebody put the break. All right, we're not doing that.
We're not doing this.
We're not fucking doing it.
Podcast is gonna be good this year.
Yeah, we're gonna be funny and focused. We're so far neither.
I'm elevating the type of comedy I do.
Okay. Well, look. The reason I found this interesting is, I mean, look, if you want to find intelligent life in the solar or the galaxy, go next door. That makes the most sense to me.
Why?
Because it's the closest place, right? I mean, if there's intelligent life that was going to come here, wouldn't you start by looking?
Oh, I mean, well, yeah, I mean.
Right. I mean, yeah, like people from Jersey are more likely to visit than people from Alaska.
If you're looking for somebody, you don't go, well, I'm going to start. Seven states over,
right?
You start, yeah. I mean,
start your neighbor's house,
and
okay. Hey, what are you doing?
You know, back there was a long-standing belief that NASA refuted a few years ago. It might be more than a few years ago at this point, but for a long time they thought that Alpha Centauri was not hospitable to life because the main star there emits too much radiation. Now they have an Earth-like planet in the Goldilocks zone. That is the same size as ours. And they're like, it's the radiation that is emitting from that star. But then they said the other two stars in Alpha Centauri do not have that problem. And they actually do present the possibility of there being life on these two other, you know, connected with the two other stars as in Alpha Centauri.
So are those stars like orbiting around themselves in like a circle, and then everything's orbiting around those?
I think it's like a Tatooine, some kind of Tatooine type thing.
Okay,
it's just like a bunch of, you know.
I was gonna say, so they never have like nighttime.
I bet they do, because that would come from the planet rotating away from the
That's what I'm saying. Is there always like a sun somewhere?
Man, that's why they're trying to get off that planet. They can't.
I haven't slept in centuries. I'm losing my fucking mind. This planet sucks dick.
Yeah. I got giant eyes. I look like a fucking king. Close these things.
Yeah, these aliens have black rings under their eyes.
That's they're why
like,
they're.
Well,
gray.
No, we don't normally look like that. That's kind of the.
That's why they're gray. They've just been
just sort of slowly melted.
Yeah.
Hiding
fucking two suns. They're like, yeah, it sucks on our planet.
Alien. That was good.
I started doing Christopher Walken and then kind of just.
Yeah, it's fun, dude. Once you do one voice, you got to get in.
You
got to
keep
dude.
Doing them. focused like and funny this year. So these two current events really got me thinking about what many people have been talking about for 2020. And it really connects almost every conspiracy that emerged from 2020. I mean, except for like some of the Epstein and Trump stuff. But
I can try to line in there. Let's figure it out. I got some yarn.
But, you know, something that we didn't discuss on the pod just because we had other things to do is that the former space security chief of Israel, which, by the way, I didn't even know they had such a thing in Israel.
Well, they heard there might be Palestinians up there.
But that's the kind of what surprises me is that
there's Palestinians on the moon. Well, we're going to have to figure out how to blow those ones up, too.
Yeah.
Have they built houses? We'll tear them right down.
Have they built are they Palestinian kids in a school on the moon?
My thing is I just feel like a space security chief is a role you have when everything's sort of going well domestically.
Right. Why don't you focus him on regular security?
Like that just seems bold to me, but he made a stunning declaration a few weeks ago. And he claims that there has been a galactic federation that has been in contact with Israel and the U.S. for years. Huh. That the extraterrestrials definitely exist. Not only do they exist, they have been waiting to invade the Earth until we were ready. Like they said, the humans were not
invade or like visit.
Make their presence known.
Not invade, just say like, hey, we're here.
It's so funny to pretend that if you're like the United States or Israel, to pretend that you're like representing, you're like, oh yeah we're all unified, we'll talk to you guys, we'll take point, like we represent everybody, we're all on the same page, we're definitely not all fighting each other all the time, we're pretty unified front here, and we're gonna take the lead on this, don't even worry about contacting the other guys, we're gonna relay it to England and everybody. We're gonna loop them in, they're all looped in. Just, it's a lot of extra work for you guys. Don't talk to China.
I
can upset China. They're busy. We'll tell China.
Yeah, we'll tell them. Yeah, we have great relations.
We're already telling them because, like I said, we're already linked up. We're basically. Don't worry about it. Is what I'm trying to say.
I don't know. I don't know. Even if the aliens quote come in peace, as the Hollywood portrayal goes, I don't know how they come in peace. Land here and not. I mean, we won't even take Mexicans in this country. I mean, like you think that like we're just gonna be like, yeah, those aliens are cool there.
Well, here's what if they legally immigrate here though, the aliens. What if they like they land and they.
That's the thorniest constitutional issue.
They fill out the paperwork.
That's right. You got those dreamers. Yeah. Those little alien kids.
I might be in favor of stronger.
My name is Zangbar, and I came here the legal way. I signed the papers, and then I worked as
He's got to wait 6 years to become a citizen.
Are you taking the fucking test? He's just like a tentacle monster is sitting next to like a guy from. Fucking Laos and another guy from Guatemala, and he's like, "Do you know who was president third?"
I just think
cheating.
I just think that too many people. I don't just mean Americans. Too many people in the world would see any kind of alien force as a threat. I mean, as a threat. I mean, even me. I don't know that if. Aliens made their presence known, it would take a long time, maybe longer than I have left in my life, for me to feel like I could trust aliens.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you're saying it'd be a while for you to think them not a threat.
Yeah, right. I would just be like, yeah, you guys can have Antarctica, just stay there. I don't know. I mean, I think this is actual racism. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, xenophobia.
They're gonna need to rename xenophobia. When aliens come.
Oh, yeah, like name it from what they're actually called, like claptophobia.
Xenophobia, they use that now.
Yeah, and they're like, that's an actual planet. We're not from there.
Well, yeah.
Exactly.
Xenophobia.
We're not from Xenon.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You're going to have to, like, they're like, well, xenophobic is,
I'm a centauri phobe.
I bet you aliens would help eliminate racism amongst people.
Oh, yeah, we would definitely unite us.
Absolutely.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Like, listen, I mean, we're like, when
I know you voted for Trump, but come on, you're better than this.
Once you see a goo monster with a beak and seven eyes, you realize that you're not that different from an Indian guy.
Yeah. The worst is if the aliens look like a race on Earth.
Oh, that's a tough one.
The
thing opens up and it's like we're an advanced species, and then like your eyes focus on the light and it's just tall black guys, and you're like, God damn it.
No, I hope they look like Japanese, but they talk in Australian accents. That'd be a fun one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna try to pull that off.
Yeah, it's tough. You could do Australian voice. You can't do
the Japanese.
You can't do the opposite. You can't be like that. I hope they look Australian, but they talk in Japanese. then the podcast gets
canceled. I want to say good day, mate, in such a Japanese voice. But I'm not.
I'll do that. Let's put a pin in that one. I'll do it on the Patreon for sure.
Yeah, Patreon. That's why $3 you get to hear Sam be openly racist.
That's not true.
All right,
just unless you want it to be. And you
all right.
Sign well, up for the Patreon.
That's a price for everything.
So the former space security chief, tier,
I'll say whatever you want.
By the way, he said that Trump knows all about this, which, by the way, Trump has, he has definitely been someone who's been like, yeah, I know. He has dangled carrots out.
There's a lot of aliens up there, a lot of aliens.
He has. Green
monster men. They're not good. They're not sending their best. These aliens, they said to me, Donald, we want to come to the planet. I said, aliens, Donald will not have you at the I had to dial in for a second and I lost it.
Well, you know, there's been several things that have happened during the Trump administration in the last year that really suggest that maybe there is an alien invasion. Maybe first and foremost is the creation of Space Force, which
they unveiled their uniforms.
The Star Trek. I mean, they really just like. How many extra Star Trek uniforms are laying around?
To be fair, though, I mean, there's like...
They look like Spaceballs uniforms.
Too many. There's been too many like space stuff, media, like space media, that it's going to be hard to like strike out a look that isn't
already
been done.
Right.
But what are you going to send them up there in chainmail?
But why is all the... Every time you look in space, it's generally like a tight uniform.
Yeah, because you don't want to catch it on your space stuff.
Yeah, but it seems like the real ones we see are all kind of big and billowy. A lot of air.
Yeah, it's got a whole environment suit in there. I think that the tight ones are for in ship or on world, whereas the other ones are in space. So like when you're in space, you need a whole environment around your body. But when you're in your ship or you're on a planet, you need that skin tight stuff so the lay people
can
see.
You think aliens need a space suit?
Oh yeah,
like, maybe.
Because we don't ever see that. We've never seen like a aliens appearing to people. They're always kind of like.
Well, we don't know if they're like what they wear as clothes.
Oh, the gray is the gray.
People think the gray is that those are helmets.
Like they
and
like
those are like eye shields.
We don't know what kind of materials they use. Materials that they wear may appear.
They're not really shapeshifters. They're just taking off their
helmets.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, like they're like,
they're shapeshifted, and
their spacesuits could appear to us as like looking like a flesh, like we understand is flesh, and then it's just like that's just what we use as like that's plastic,
right?
On the planet.
So they think we have two races here. Like they're the white. We have the whites because they sometimes see us in the white suits. And then they have the blues because they sometimes see us in those blue jumpers that they wear inside. Yeah,
absolutely.
That makes
sense. Yeah.
Okay.
I think they make you wear tight fitting clothes in space so that they can kind of know if an alien comes around, they can kind of immediately clock your whole anatomy.
Yeah. They're like, oh, he's got three dicks. He's from Venus.
Yeah. They're like, look at that guy. He's got a hog. That's not. Let's not mess with him. Hold on. This sergeant over here has got a little tiny penis. Let's abduct him. And
tell you what, alien porn when they come is going to be ripping.
Dude, hentai fans are going to lose their shit.
Oh my God. They're like, dude, it's like some weird hentai guy.
That only fan is getting so rich so fast.
Yeah. Some weird hentai guy that looks like me is like, tell me they have tentacles. Please tell me they. Yes.
They come out.
I understand most porn if I don't watch it. I at least understand it. The tentacle porn, don't understand.
They come off the ship. They have tons of tentacles, and their eyes are crossed, and their tongues are out. It's a whole.
Oh my! It's a whole tell me their thing. Genitals are blurry. Tell me they have tentacles and you can't see their vagina. Actually, it's blurred. I'm gonna come.
Well, the aside from Space Force, which you know the we just have never really dug into Space Force too deeply, but I mean, it honestly serves a pretty legit purpose that's not related to aliens, but it is related to extraterrestrial threats, which is that most people think that the hacking, that's the really deep hacking that's being done, is being done at the satellite level.
Yeah, they're shooting little spaceship satellites up there and then hacking in.
They're hacking in. They're hacking in from the outside and getting unencrypted data as it either comes to the satellite or is beamed out. And so,
this is genius.
Which is, yeah, that's, yeah, that's.
They could have it at that point. Come on, man. That's,
yeah, they went through the
you're
effort.
Putting in. You put in, I mean, a lot. Exactly.
Well, they'd be, yeah, but you got to think Russia had a space program that rivaled ours and we never hear anything about it. It's not like they shut that down. It's just, they're just.
They ran out of monkeys, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, dogs and monkeys.
Yeah, the dog thing's hilarious. They just, oh, like, man. Shoot a dog. And how's he getting the dog back? I don't know. Who fucking cares?
He's going to die.
Well, the other thing, though,
like,
that
what?
Yeah, what?
I don't know if you guys saw this, but in that very generous COVID package bill that was recently passed, the stimulus bill, there was a very strange provision in that bill. Did you guys hear this?
Yeah. They have like 80 days to
started a clock ticking. Basically the Pentagon has 180 days to make a full disclosure on what they know about aliens and UFOs, UAPs.
Here's my question. I know a lot of people are very, very hyped on this, but what makes you think that just because they put this thing in there that they're like, ah, damn, they finally got us. Well, here's everything we have. You really twisted our arm on this. If only it's like, you finally asked us for it. Well, guess we'll have to tell you now. It's like, they're just gonna be like, oh yeah, we don't have anything. Like,
yeah. Well, I think they don't have it because I think most of that information is locked. I think recently it was revealed by Jacques Vallée that Battelle is an organization in America since the '50s has been home to all these black budget experiments and stuff. So like a lot of that information is locked away with a non-governmental party. So the government is just saying, we just got to put together what we have and what we know, put it out in the public. They probably know just as little as us because it's so compartmentalized.
So,
well, wait, they know probably as little as us.
Well, I think they know more, but I think that like a lot of the issue with UFO reports and things like that is that it's so compartmentalized, and that's been talked about for years.
Okay. Right,
it's all compartmentalized, and actually the people that own the knowledge are not government employees. They're third or like individual companies like Battelle, which is a company that's done nuclear stuff and like tons of crazy advanced stuff since the '50s. They own a lot of the materials that have been recovered from crashes and like things like that. So it's like, they have the knowledge, but they're not going to share it. There's no Freedom of Information Act that's required of them. There's nothing like that.
Yeah. And I guess
it's kind of a smart way to put some of that stuff, like put it behind a paywall.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Patreon.
It's Battelle's Patreon.
Only fans.
Yeah.
So I'm with you on that, Shane, except the one thing I would say is that 2020, for whatever reason, has been a year of amazing disclosures. Like, this has been a year where, and many people think it's like, well, now that people are distracted by the coronavirus and it just doesn't seem to be likely to cause as much panic as it might in a different time, let's just start getting this stuff out there. I mean, this is the classic sort of wag the dog, why people are not really focused on this stuff. Let's go ahead and leak it. But numerous countries, it's not just the United States that have come clean about this stuff. Russia has disclosed tremendous amount about their contact with UAPs. Israel has done that. I think Portugal had a big data dump. There's like a lot of countries that have come out and said, yeah, we've known about this stuff for a while.
Yeah, because they're more open about it. They've revealed it. They don't have it as secret. They're like, here's all our shit. Take a look.
Yeah, so that to me... It, you know, aside from the fact that maybe this is the time to do it, because again, we have talked repeatedly on this pod about how the government uses soft disclosure and obfuscation as a tactic to sort of control But maybe that, you know, maybe this, they're preparing us for a much larger invasion. And if the aliens are coming, I know lots of people think they're already here, but if they are coming and they're coming in such a way that they're going to take over, the way to keep people from panicking is to say, look, they've been here for a long time. We've been working with them
True.
To execute this. Remember, we told you this, well, we told you this. And so by the time it happens, it almost seems inevitable. And yeah. and so we're not so freaked out.
It's like they're already ingrained. It's not like a Band-Aid off a wound. It's more like,
yeah,
it's just slowly healing over time. We're finally, it's been going on for a long time. Nothing to worry about. We had your best interest at heart as your government. And here's where we're at today.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's probably a good time to mention something that we've covered on a previous episode, which was one of my favorites, was this Project Bluebeam. And, you know, Project Bluebeam is this idea that the government is going to stage a fake alien invasion, which is intended to lay the groundwork for a new world order. So it's going to use these holographic projections on the sky to make it look like we're being invaded by aliens, which is intended to drive people into underground bunkers and a mass extinction, and then the emergence of a new world order, which we talked about. And so to the extent that that is a possibility, everything that I've said fits perfectly in with this idea that they're grooming us for what ultimately is Project Bluebeam. But I don't want to go down that road again because we've done it. But also, yeah. I think there's some other things that are happening that are kind of interesting that we should cover.
All right.
So, well, one thing is that if you play out that 180 day clock that is part of that COVID bill, that takes us exactly to June 21st, 2021.
That's when the Mayan calendar ends.
That's when the Mayan calendar might actually end.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Yeah. That's.
Oh, I was just joking. That's,
no, that's like really? That's like the revised date for the Mayan calendar.
Oh, no shit. Like
the summer solstice 2021.
I think how many revisions do you guys?
Yeah, really?
Well, the Mayans aren't revising it. That's
not saying
thing.
The people that are like.
But don't you think a summer solstice, if you were going to invade the Earth from another planet, don't you think the summer solstice is probably the time to do it?
Yeah,
you
know? More daylight.
Well, it's warmer for one, and we don't. They may need a warmer planet. Maybe they've been the people pushing global warming for so many years.
Slightly warmer, and slightly more sun.
I don't know. It's.
I mean, a degree difference can mean life or death for aliens. Come on.
I mean, I don't know.
They really
man.
Shouldn't move here.
I know, right? Because it changes a lot.
If they're really moving here, if they're within a degree of tolerance,
they're fucked.
This may not be the planet for you.
Well, I do find it interesting that clock ends kind of right around when people are saying it might be when the Mayans, the revised Mayan doomsday is. But I also think there's something to be said for the fact that June 21st, which is when the Earth is closest to the sun, right? So if you're using the solar gravity to pull yourself towards the Earth, because that's how space travel probably works, is you use
gravity existing waves.
Gravity, then it seems like having it a well-lit, close landing zone that's also more hospitable to your kind, because it's, you know, if you're going to take out the superpowers of the Earth, all of those live in temperate zones. There's not a tropical superpower in this world.
Well, yeah. Costa Rica is pretty baller.
Ecuador. If especially if the aliens are reptilian, right? If they're reptilian, then they definitely want to be in a warm atmosphere,
right? Because they have no energy when it's cold.
Yeah, that's how we defeat them.
Yeah, it's nuclear winter.
I mean, I don't know. This is all just theories that people have put out there, but. You know, if you guys want to just ignore it, that's fine.
I
hope you die. But here's another one that's interesting. Is the big story of 2020, without a doubt, was COVID-19, the coronavirus. And what I think a lot of science, there's a group of scientists who have been talking about a theory called panspermia, which is the idea that life on Earth arrived from space in the form of a virus.
Oh.
And I thought this was like really, really interesting, because what coronavirus has taught us, I mean, maybe it hasn't, but I found it interesting, is that viruses, as simple as they are, they turn out to be really, really smart as well. Like,
yeah,
they demonstrate a level of intelligence to some degree baffles scientists. And the way they survive, because viruses can't reproduce on their own, is by essentially inserting some of their DNA into the DNA of the host organism. They literally change people's DNA. And because they change people's DNA, right, they change who they are. And so the original view is that, as far back as like ancient Greece, is that there are viruses that have come to Earth, right, and they have mutated the human DNA sequences, whether that was chimpanzees or whatever, but somehow they have morphed us into what we now consider to be humans. And so what gets interesting is that this group of researchers, Edward Steele, Inchandra Wickramasinghe, they published a paper back in June 14th that noted that there was a meteor that was spotted in northeastern China on October 11th, 2019. And it was basically 2,000 kilometers northeast of Wuhan. And they have theorized that a fragile and loosely held carbonaceous, that's not it. I don't even know.
Carbonaceous.
Well, a meteorite carrying a cargo of trillions of virus and bacteria and other primary source cells fell to the Earth, right? And that this virus that fell 2,000 kilometers north of Wuhan is what became the Wuhan virus, the coronavirus.
So it wasn't a bat, it was a meteorite.
Well, but it could have been a bat. It could have been a bat in the sense that it was a virus looking for a host organism.
Oh,
I mean, that's the thing about viruses, is that they are amazing at finding host organism and spreading to hospitable places.
So, like AIDS with the guy and the monkey, this was a bat and a meteorite. A bat had sex with a meteorite.
I mean,
and then carried it home.
It seems to me that primates in general, and I'm including us in that, if a meteorite fell with a hole in it, that would probably try to fuck it.
Yeah, I'd fuck it.
How soft are meteorites? I guess you don't really know.
No, especially if it's warm, from the atmosphere burn up.
I mean, it wouldn't be
smooth and glassy.
Yeah, glassy.
It wouldn't be the first time that people theorize that alien life came to this planet. I mean, we talked about this.
I think the problem is we're thinking about sex in a heteronormative way.
Yeah,
you could shove a meteorite right up your ass.
That's true.
I don't think a monkey would do that.
Why not,
dude?
Are humans the only group dolphins that have anal sex? Dolphins do anal? I know they masturbate.
Oh, they're gay. I know some dolphins are gay.
There's gay dolphins.
What is gay? What level of gay?
Gay.
I've gone to clubs and it's full of dolphins. All this.
Yeah. I don't know what. I'm trying to think. Like,
I'm looking.
Do other animals have anal sex? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
On purpose. I don't think
so. Probably by accident a lot.
Yeah.
You know what? I honestly,
we've all almost done.
I think.
One of the worst things I've typed into my Google in a while.
I think you can't do it as an animal.
You can't.
You don't have the lubrication technology.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
Animals spit. Llamas probably have it all the time.
You got to use a lot of ham.
I just found a great.
I think you need a lot.
So it's been observed in some primates, anal penetration, heterosexual and homosexual. That's it. Yeah. Oh, some lions and some dolphins. I bet it's not. I bet it's accidental. I bet it's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
I don't think it's easy to do that.
I don't think dolphins are going to like a dark underwater cave to like have secret anal sex.
Answering Craigslist.
Are people really like having anal sex just off of spit?
No, I doubt it.
I think it's an impossible. I think that you're really, I think you're really harming somebody. You're really asking for that.
Trouble. That's a conspiracy we should dig into right there.
Yeah, they. Yeah, I don't know. Never mind.
The spit was for jokes. I knew it was.
No,
probably-
I was just gonna say, see, like in movies and stuff all the time about people getting raped in the butt in prison, and I'm like, how are they even doing this?
Yeah,
yeah.
What are they putting on there? You gotta.
You at least need like a Last Tango in Paris.
Yeah, commissary butter.
I think if you're getting, I think you're almost always.
What do you think the olive oil is for?
I think if you're, I think you're almost always getting charged with premeditated, that with your premeditated sex crime.
Absolutely.
If it's anal, because you got to show up greased up.
Yeah. Absolutely,
man. This is an awful discussion.
I didn't want to get to this. This is just kind of.
I didn't either. But
funny and focused.
When the aliens show up, we got to be prepared. We're gonna have to supply our own loop.
Well, that's one of the things people have said is that why has anal probing become such a part of the alien invasion lore? Why
you can learn a lot from
the anal probe?
Stool sample.
I don't know.
You can find out if you have cancer from a stool sample. You can find out if
you
are gay.
I know for a fact that they say that the butthole is just as unique as a fingerprint.
No, yeah, it's not.
That's how what? I sign everything.
100%.
Like, I went to jail and I just sat
why
my
would
ass
you
down
probe if you're an advanced alien civilization that can come here? I mean, think about it this way: if we go to another planet, we're going over there with anal probes to try to like. Figure out who these people going through the ear.
Maybe they don't know that the butt, that's what it is.
Oh, you're saying.
Yeah. Cause they probably have like one eye and it looks the same.
Maybe they don't digest food like we do.
The grays supposedly don't eat. So
what are they sustained off of?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, we're pretty simple. If that's how they know we're simple is because we're still eating food. That's pretty funny.
I think they see our mouths move a lot and they probably think that that's a less delicate. They think that's probably more delicate. Like it's got like a vocal cord, like a butthole. Like if you're trying to get into something, I mean, it's not very pleasant, but it is probably the most rugged hole to put stuff into.
Rugged. Yeah, the mouth's a wider hole.
Rugged.
Rugged. I think the mouth can handle a lot more.
If you're from an outsider looking in.
Oh, you're saying, yeah, because you keep it covered.
You see how much we use it. It's like it's got teeth in there. There's a tongue in there. Oh, it's moving a lot. Yeah. It's like it seems like it's important. We're a butthole.
We need teeth in our buttholes to keep these guys
I think the butt is just seems like they're like, I don't know. I mean, I've seen some pretty gnarly dumps come out of that thing. I'm sure we could put our tools up in it.
I've never seen it bite back either, so we're good.
They have a whole – they seem – their culture seems to have an entire online repository of people – really enjoying putting stuff in the butts. So I'm sure
we're just being nice.
Yeah, maybe they just have a misconception that we don't like it. Maybe they like have viewed the internet, and I'm sure if you were an alien race that had like an advanced AI that just like that took everything, all of our internet content, and then like parsed it.
Absolutely.
I think that they would
mostly butt stuff.
They would think that like, oh, they don't mind this.
Yeah, they're like they like to show friends and they like stuff in their butts.
Right, they're like they're not gonna mind this at all. This will be fine. They're like honestly, they'll probably really like us if we do this.
Yeah. Honestly, this guy's review is starting to seem on point at this point.
No, this is smart, cogent read of this.
I mean, no, you're probably right. I mean,
I'm saying if you took the whole of humanity's internet content and downloaded it, so much of it's porn. And then if you have like no frame of reference on anything that we do, and then you're like, it seems
these guys like to talk and have sex a lot.
They're very into butt, but even more importantly, they're very into
and they worship. They worship men, right? Would you think if you analyze the internet, do you think that you would come away thinking that men are worshipped or that women are worshipped?
I think you would think that we do horrific sex acts, and that's pretty much what we think about. 90. I think that you think that that dominates 70% of our mental space.
Absolutely.
So
I wonder.
Yeah, we're a weird creature if you think about trying to analyze us from what you can gather from our
internet. Yeah.
From like watching us in our gerbil cage that we live in.
If aliens come here, are they going to take stuff back sexually? And try it like home. Like, say it's like our wives or a girlfriend goes to Mexico on a cruise and she comes back with braided hair. You're like, that's their thing. Don't start doing that. And then aliens are like, hey, Claptrop, I notice you're stuck in the Sklarfnoffer, I just want to stick it in your butt. And yeah. They're like, what are you doing? You've been watching too much American stuff. What is this?
Yeah, I feel like one of the first things that happens when you become advanced is that you just, like, your ability to have sex simplifies.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I think that you probably need to evolve out of sex to
get to
space.
Yeah, I think sex should go away. Absolutely.
I mean, it seems more, I'm projecting here based on human history, so maybe it's totally wrong. It would more like to me that they would find us to be so primitive that we need some sort of dominant controlling mechanism, much like the Europeans thought of the Native America. Right,
yeah. So they think they need to fuck us in the ass to get us to submit.
Just like you guys need control. Like you are so basic and primitive that we need to subjugate you to
I think in order to become smart enough for space travel, you need to have evolved past the point of really giving a shit about sex.
I agree.
How would you reproduce?
They probably reproduce in the easiest way possible. Like when you think about the way humans reproduce, it's pretty clumsy.
Right. Well, right.
I mean, if you've seen me try.
Yeah.
I'm saying you're squirting a bunch of goo into a hole that it can then fall out of, and then
in space it doesn't fall out, it stays stuck.
Oh, so we really thrive in space.
And if you spin your partner, then it keeps it really in there.
The point still stands. If you think about it, if you were all right, we need to get this tiny, tiny piece of information to this other tiny, tiny piece of information inside the human body, inside of a vessel. Would you be like, all right, well, let's put a bunch of it in a turkey baster, shove it in there, and just fucking squeeze it after it's been stroked a bunch, and that's how we'll get it in there? You're like, that's a fucking terrible mechanism. Why don't we do? Is there some other way we can do
this? In vitro, man. Well, syringe.
As I'm saying, alien ants race would evolve to that being how they have sex.
Well, that goes back to this idea that, like, if you think about what we know of the universe, an inhospitable place where life is very difficult, a sentient, intelligent virus starts to make a lot of sense, right? Because it doesn't reproduce. What it does is it takes your DNA and it basically inserts its DNA, like the alien symbiote in the Spider-Man universe, and it becomes part of you. And essentially what a virus spends its life in intelligence doing is finding a host organism for it to thrive. And that's exactly what coronavirus has done. And it will be with us for the rest of eternity, rest of human life.
That guy's still listening, then it's fake.
I mean, yeah. Well, I mean,
so if that guy wants to,
to the guy that's like, I can't believe you guys believe in coronavirus. What we're saying is that coronavirus is an alien invasion. How's that?
That's a conspiracy. Don't get mad.
Yeah, don't get mad, dude. It's just it's an alien invasion. It came from a meteorite that crashed near the Wuhan, and it's spread from there. And
so it's not the China virus, it's the alien virus.
It's the Xenovirus or whatever, wherever it's the Centauri virus, right?
Okay.
I mean, we can all get behind the fact that this is an alien. We can rally around stopping the alien virus.
Stop the alien steal.
Yeah. So this is Alpha Centauri, and they sent a virus, and maybe not even purposefully, right? I mean, I would note that we have seen a striking amount of interstellar objects coming remarkably close to the Earth. And maybe that's always been happening and our just technology is getting better, but it does seem like lately a lot of shit comes really close these days. Like somebody's found out where we were because we sent them a map 60 years ago in a unmanned spacecraft.
Yeah, they finally showed up. They're like, hey, what are you guys up to?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That map kind of sucked, but we think we found you guys.
It's hard to play a gold record.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is it. Like, why did we think they'd know how to use that?
We put a diagram on it, how to build a record
player. Kind of build a record player, but I guarantee that I can't find a needle. I mean, you can't find those. Right? Like, where is that?
I mean, diamonds. There's some planets that are made completely of diamonds, so they could play it all day long.
Do they make, is it all, what's, is it like data encoded on it, or is it music?
It's data. Well, there's music.
It's music and voices and sounds of Earth.
Yeah. There's a picture of I almost got that for the holidays, dude. You know?
It's, yeah.
It's, he's definitely a white dude. Let me just say that.
Yeah, he's got a tiny,
tiny dick. Like, tiny we're not going to threaten anybody with these. We're not putting any big dicks on this album. So yeah, I mean, that's the whole bit. I love this idea that the coronavirus is the beginning of the alien invasion. In fact, someone has gone so far as to say that it is actually the pre-invasion, and what it's meant to do, is, and this is one reason why the coronavirus has such disparate effect, is it's meant to cull from the population people that are inhospitable to the oncoming virus.
Okay.
So like one is like, let's just get rid of old people. We want to leave a healthy population here.
Because we need slaves to build pyramids.
There are certain people who are just not, their blood types and other things are not hospitable to this alien invasion that's coming.
So when it does show up, it's going to really mutate us.
You're not going to have it like, I'm pretty sure I've been exposed to coronavirus. I think I might have even had it. But
you can just get tested to find it.
I mean, asymptomatic. I was asymptomatic the whole time. But I think those are the people that the aliens want. We're like, we want, we're just, this first virus is just kind of like a, who do we need to worry about?
Right.
We need to worry about, let's get rid of old people. So we'll kill them off. And then we're going to find these people that could possibly be a thorn in our side, so to speak. And then we're going to infect everybody else. And that's what the alien invasion is. It's not little green men. It's very, very little,
tiny organisms.
White, gray, and red men.
Yeah.
That's what the COVID looks like.
And then just like the virus that came thousands of years ago changed humankind into the intelligent, sentient creatures that we are. This one is going to be another wave of change that will change us into something else.
Yeah, I'll be curious because I think that like they say that like gut bacteria actually controls us more than, you know, our own thoughts do. So I think that they say that like the bacteria in our gut is what's responsible for depression or the entire
way. Really?
Yeah, they think that like they could go to a depressed person and pull their gut bacteria and compare it to another depressed person. It would be the same type of bacteria. Whereas people that are like
not depressed,
sane and happy have a different gut bacteria, and I think it's
how do I get that good
so you're telling me that there's a bunch of germs in my belly being like, you're a fucking loser, you're
absolutely
piece of shit.
Absolutely.
I'm like, what are you doing in this? Stop it. What do you want from me?
Do people that are happy have like happier shits and stuff? Is it like a more, is it less of a vile, awful process to take a dump?
I don't know. Like I'm pretty like middle of the road, and I have some real bad shit. So who knows? But NPR did a whole story on this. They talked to a researcher that
that's
Hollywood. NPR is Hollywood.
Fucking, they make shit up all the time, man.
But if bacteria in our gut can affect how we are, we could have viruses in our body that we don't know about that aren't necessarily detectable because they've been so ingrained for years, right? Isn't that possible to where it becomes just part of our body? And we're just like, well, we've evolved because of this virus.
I mean, a virus doesn't make any sense anyway. I went down the rabbit hole on viruses. They don't really make sense. I mean, it doesn't make sense how we would have something on this planet that, where would it come from? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a weird thing generally. Right. I mean, it's related to DNA that's no longer active in our beings, which is kind of strange anyway. But I like the idea of panspermia, which is, you know, this idea that what we think of as life is really alien life that has come here via meteorite, like the octopus that we talked about. You know,
well, there's a new story about the octopus that came out too this week that said cephalopods, is that what an octopus is? They can choose to change their DNA. Their DNA does not change based on environmental factors. They can say, I need my DNA to be different for this purpose, and they have the ability to completely rewrite their own DNA. So that's even crazier. So
yeah, that sounds like Jurassic Park type, like the choose your gender thing kind of stuff. That's, I mean, that would almost be like a shape-shifting kind of superpower, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, and we've seen what octopies can do.
Octopus can really shapeshift. I mean, literally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, that's the hour, and that's the theory that we are on the verge of a fake alienation. That's why we have now have a space force, the Guardians of the Galaxy. It's why we're hearing a radio signal being broadcast from our closest neighbor. That's why we've had so much disclosure from the government. That's why there's a 180-day clock on them coming clean, because in June 21st, 2021, we're likely to start to have a full-scale arrival, but it's probably not going to be people. It's going to be a virus that's going to infect us and play a host to us. We will be slaves to the aliens, but not in the way we think about it. We will be the host organism for this thing that will change our DNA, change human consciousness, and might get better. Might probably not. I mean, not for. I don't know. I mean, I don't care.
Or we may not even know it. Maybe it may, like I said, it may be like gut bacteria to where it comes here and it's changing us, and we're just like, well, everyone's 50% happier now. We don't know why.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You know,
we're not going to get any pyramids built with these Americans. They're all depressed. They all hate their life.
Yeah, exactly. We gotta, and they have everything in the world.
Yeah.
I'll be curious. I mean, it is one of those things. Project Bluebeam, and then others have always said that, like, the final step in all this is basically faking an alien invasion. You'll fake world wars, and you'll use up all your time doing that. And the next thing you can come up with is an outside invasion, which will, you know, bring the world together to fight something. But again, what does it lead to?
You guys have probably heard this. Just is that War of the Worlds, the famous Orson Welles broadcast, that was actually written by the government as a test experiment to see how people would react.
See how much people would flip out.
Yeah. It was actually. It literally was a government. That's not a.
Turns out a lot. Turns out people really spazzed out.
Yeah, that might have been the aliens. Like, let's see how people would react, and they were like, "Not good. Not ready yet."
Well, it doesn't help the story. Like, if War of the Worlds was written as like, "Oh, they landed. They brought snacks. They're good people."
Also,
instead, they're like, "They're burning us alive."
Maybe, oh my God, I turned into dust. Maybe
Project Bluebeam is a fake. Maybe that's War of the Worlds 2021. It's a fake thing. They run it as a sim, and then they're like, yeah, let's see how people react. And they're like, you know, people did a lot better this time. They weren't as freaked out, so I think we're ready for the real invasion. So maybe they're gonna run it, and it's just they're gonna keep running the sim
till we're normal,
till we're like, and then, or we're just like, yeah, it's another fake. It's not real.
Please kill us.
Yeah, give us anything.
Just fucking let the aliens come kill us. God damn it. They're like, okay, let's try it again this year. They seem to be getting used to it. And they're like, and then these people are like, finally, you guys like the War of the Worlds alien? You're going to turn me into dust? I don't want to be alive anymore. And they're like, okay.
Fuck this.
Maybe we should have came last year. Now it's a little too far. They're too excited to be killed by us.
Kill me. YouTube keeps asking me to subscribe to premium. Kill me. I'm tired of this pop-up.
God, I'm sick of that. Yeah. How much more money do you need of mine, Google? Like, can't you
somebody
get shit away free?
Somebody tweeted at YouTube about how they were looking up medical instructional like video on how to save somebody from choking, and then that there were ads on it, and they were like, "Hey, you should take the ads off this." And then the YouTube account responded, they're like, "You can sign up for YouTube Premium for $9.99 a month." And you're like, "Damn!
Oh my God!
Ice cold!
Ice cold!"
All right, final thoughts, boys.
Final thoughts. I think that the virus thing is probably right. I don't mean it's an alien invasion, but the virus being an alien virus that came from a meteorite, I like that idea. I think that makes sense. So that's my final thought.
I could see it.
Yeah, I've not heard that before, but I like it. I think that stuff like that probably happens all the time, and either it just lands in a part of the and we're not exposed to it, but I do know that, like, it's possible. I mean, they're finding all the building blocks of life coming from space to Earth, so I think it's entirely possible.
Yeah.
I hope something happens, because I think we're all, I mean, other than Sam, Justin and I are at an age where like, we're ready for something new. If it's an alien invasion, at least it's different. If it's a bad invasion, we can still check ourselves out anytime we want, but you know, it'd be something different. You know what? I'm curious to see what happens. I'm hoping that we learn a little bit more with this whole, stuff written into the bill about the 180 days thing. I hope we find out more, and hopefully it's not just a bunch of bullshit that comes out. But hopefully we'll see more, more photographic or video evidence of stuff that's visiting us, whether it's shaped like a blue giant penis or not. I'm all about it.
My final thoughts have to do with the, I'm getting really tired of the mind calendar people. They need to, I'll give them one more date. They get January 21st and that's it.
Yeah.
June 21st. What is it? June 21st.
June 21st. That's their last call.
They get the last one.
Yeah. No more of this.
I don't even agree with them delaying it this many times, but I'll let it slide this June 20. If it does not happen, June 21st, it's enough.
Yeah, it's like just, crying wolf or crying Mayan. They gotta
you
stop.
Gotta
it.
Be, it's enough, guys. You gotta fucking how? It doesn't even make. Well, yeah. Oh, we counted wrong. You can't count wrong this many times.
Yeah,
that's my final thought. The world better end, or I'm furious.
Well, I if the world ends, I'm like, sorry, kids, but I'm fine with that. I mean, I'm like with Shane.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, like,
yeah,
like,
we've been here a while.
I'm middle aged. The second half of my life, I hope, is at least more interesting, if not better, than the first.
Yeah.
Half, why you know? Guys assume
I want
that
better
I
technology?
Be
and...
What? I don't.
Why
don't...
you guys assume that I want to be alive? Has anything?
Oh no.
Well,
right,
you're just
right.
younger.
Yeah. No. We know you don't. You talk about killing yourself all the time.
Hell yeah. I would be. I'm with the aliens. I'm like, come on, do it. I'm like I'm like Rorschach in the end of Watchmen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's like we're here not that we're not trying to kill anybody. I'm like, please,
just do it,
please.
Well, go ahead.
Oh, I just want to say before we get out of here, I wanted to thank one of our patrons.
Oh, I forgot you should do it at the beginning of the episode next week too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll put it on the
we'll
end,
too.
Just thank you to Hannah.
Do it now. Yeah, do it. She's
Hannah, thank you so much. You are the best. I really appreciate helping us out on our pod this year. You've been awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really nice of you. You've been
our
really helpful.
Producer.
She's been sending us a lot of nice notes, a lot of nice things. She's been really supporting the pod. It's really nice. So shouts out to her. All right.
Shouts out to all of our patrons.
All our
shout
patrons.
Out to everybody. To you're all shout out, but her
Alex
especially.
Who sent us beer. Alex sent us beer. That was great. So
you're double shout
Cassidy,
out.
Cassidy. All of them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I guess that's our show for today. We'll be back. This has been Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm still Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
I'm Sam Mazzani.
Peace.
Peace.
All right.